I'm pretty sure it should, man. College education is for everyone.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a good question. For me, yes. I think it should be free for me.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Pierce College students can agree that the need for a more accessible college education has never been more necessary in the United States. The New York Times reports Americans with a four-year college degree make 98% more than people without a degree. It's a no-brainer. Young adults are spreading far and wide, longing to collect as many degrees as possible to ensure a more fruitful life of wealth and happiness. Although many students, young and dumb, never consider the costs, the average four-year bachelor's degree from an accredited university in the state of California runs upwards of $130,000, collegedata.com states. Maybe it was the report from the New York Times stating student debt topped to $1 trillion and counting in 2015. Maybe it was the push from Democratic candidates like Bernie Sanders, screaming to millions that he'll fight to make sure that every American who studies hard in school can go to college absolutely free. Whatever it was, America is finally realizing the importance and the benefits of a free educational system, thus the creation of the LA Promise. The Los Angeles College Promise provides 1 year of free enrollment to all full-time students graduating from LAUSD and charter high schools, beginning with seniors graduating in 2017. Here's Sergio Gonzalez, the Outreach and Recruitment Coordinator at Pierce College, to explain the requirements students must fulfill to continue in the program.
So there's prerequisites that someone needs to meet in order to be a Promise student. They're completing orientation, assessment, and a new student counseling group, as well as a summer transition program. So our team goes out and makes sure that all students meet these requirements, and we help them with the transition from high school into college and into that summer program here at Pierce.
Sergio works hands-on with the LA Promise, traveling school to school promoting it. Here he is sharing a little bit about the role he plays in the program.
I am the student recruitment coordinator. I oversee the team that goes out and conducts college fairs and gives information out at the high schools, at community fairs. We also go out and recently started doing middle schools and elementaries to start piquing students' interest in attending college or university.
Sergio then states the differences between Promise students and students that don't benefit from the program.
I'm noticing a difference. I've been here for 2.5 years now, so I got to see one group that was not Promise, and now I've gotten to see the first Promise group, and I noticed that the students that came in as Promise, because we've done a few different activities and we've been able to provide a little more because now we're focusing on the engagement part, that the students seem to be a lot closer and a tighter knit.
Sergio then opens up about the importance of the program and the effect it's had on the community.
I think they're very important because a lot of the community around here is first generation and they lack the resources and the knowledge and they have no one and their parents have not gone to college themselves. So now with free college, it piques their interest to at least find out and they look for someone like my staff members who are out there giving that knowledge out to students and letting them know how it is that they could go about receiving a free education.
This is a student engagement activity. Students in the program are required to attend at least two of these. Luckily for the students, they're usually a great time. You can hear kids chatting, hanging out, playing cornhole, munching on some donuts. KPC Radio caught up with Cesar Venturino. Cesar is an LA Promise mentor for over 60 students. He works with students to ensure their first year of college goes smooth.
Actually, it's pretty good. I get to, influence other first year experience students and let them know resources that are being offered here at Pierce that they wouldn't have known until later on through their years in Pierce College.
Cesar talked about how important a mentor can be and what he looks forward to when he mentors a student.
I had a mentor last year. He kind of influenced me a lot. I ended up becoming a mentor and a tutor for mathematics just because of him. He showed me that basically I can do anything I set my mind to. Just because of him, he had a great influence. I want to pass that influence to other people.
The LA Promise program currently runs throughout every college that corresponds with the Los Angeles Unified School District. Pierce College is the top school, currently having more LA Promise students than any college in the district. KPC Radio caught up with Joanna Ziemering-Town, faculty coordinator for the College Promise district-wide. Joanna is a key member of the Promise program. Here's her explaining the role she plays.
I sort of help coordinate and manage the Promise program from the district perspective and provide technical assistance and support to each of the college's individual College Promise programs.
Being its first year, the Promise program has many obstacles to cross in order to ensure its future while simultaneously guaranteeing funding for thousands of students across LA. She tries to explain just how busy she and the district are.
The program is a universal program across the district, so it has certain requirements, the same requirements, the same sort of core elements, and similar processes, but each of the colleges implement the Promise in their own way that fits for their own college. So sort of helping them through that process and providing assistance where I can. And then also we have a grant from the state of California, a College Promise Innovation Grant, that I'm in charge of essentially implementing the grant activities.
On your transcripts, it's going to be the one that says, let's say, English 101, Bio 3. Anthro 101.
Sunday Salter is the director of transfer here at Pierce College. She speaks at conferences like these, sharing a wealth of advice and tips for students on how to transfer at Go Days, which are part of the Promise program. Sunday spoke about the adaptability of the student body as they transition from high school into college.
The students here at Pierce are resilient. No matter what we throw at them, they keep coming. And, you know, for example, our new information system we threw on everybody. Obviously, it wasn't our plan. It was the district's. But our students, they're still here. They're working hard. They're working through their challenges. So that's what I love about our Pierce students.
Sunday then discussed the pros and cons of students receiving free education through the LA Promise program.
I think everyone should have access to education. I do, to higher education. You know, the whole philosophy, the rich get richer, the educated get more educated. I don't believe in that at all. At the same time, I do see historically we've had students who are able to get enough financial aid to cover their expenses, and they have taken advantage of that system. Not everyone, of course. There are plenty of people who use it to their benefit, but we have had students in the past where they're coming and they're taking units just to get the financial aid, dropping their classes, not staying enrolled. Mm-hmm. And this hurts them in the long run because it ruins their academic record. It ruins their kind of mental place that they're in school. They start to see school as a meal ticket instead of really what it's for, which is to help broaden their horizons and teach them about who they are. Mm-hmm. So my only fears would be that it would lead to that. But honestly, the way that the program has been set up, as I mentioned, it seems kind of fail-proof because the students have to be enrolled. They have to finish their classes in order to continue to get the funding. And as long as we're able as a college to support the students through it with enough tutoring services and enough extracurricular activities to make this feel like a home, I really think the benefits far outweigh any potential for risks or negatives.
Sunday then spoke about the future of the LA Promise program and what she hopes to accomplish by being involved in this program.
I sure hope it continues. I really do think it's a benefit to all parties, and the more the students have success here in our colleges, the more the word will spread, right? There won't be any more students saying, well, I didn't know that that was an option. And also, you know, the other schools, the four-year schools in California, the Cal States, the UCs, they are becoming more and more impacted every year and more competitive. So we need to do more for our students here to make sure they have access to those options, right? We have a fine education they can receive here, but we want them to be transfer ready. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we want them to be able to be successful after they transfer. So making sure that those pipelines are all open to the students, that we have the right courses to offer for them, making sure we're doing our research on what are the degrees that we should be offering that are in high demand for the labor market that our students will want. So that if they do come here, regardless of whether they're paying or not, they're getting a quality experience that's going to help them get employed, which is what they're seeking eventually.
It's so important for programs like these to exist because it gives students the opportunity to not only succeed in college, but to thrive without worrying about the costs. KPC Radio caught up with freshman Natalie Gonzalez, who plans to study criminal justice. She benefits directly from the program and states her enjoyment throughout the overall process.
It's a great program because it offers a lot of activities where you can meet new people and experience new things, like college fair and stuff like that.
She then states the relief she feels not worrying about the cost of school.
It gives a good opportunity for kids to go to school full time and not have to worry about college fees and just study and work on their school.
Experts from the NEA state that within the next 10 to 15 years, the college experience will become rapidly unbundled. Lecture halls will disappear, the role of the professor will transform, and technology will help make a college education much more attainable than it is today, and much more valuable. Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Iceland, Finland, Mexico, and Brazil all currently have higher education completely free. And since then, each country has seen a correlation of college graduates smoke less, commit fewer crimes, draw less on social welfare programs, and generate more taxes, according to the National Education Association. Let's hope the United States and its leaders continue to create programs like the LA Promise, giving people the opportunity to build a life that wouldn't come without a college education. This is Cameron Kern with KPCRadio.com.